And Chris Ashmore, Jason Quigley out now to 9-0, 6-1s in 2015, sorry.
Yes, a young man really going places, and you know, many of us have watched his career since being a youngster. I can remember his mother Muriel coming in with results at underage level. Of course, his father Connor, so influential in coaching with him. Out now in the United States, based out there, his latest victory in November was against Mark Christopher Adkins. Now it's a case of stepping up from the four rounders. It's going to be a tougher year, up to the six rounds and maybe eight rounds. Recently he had that civic reception, of course, in honour of his great achievements, including the European gold. So it's going to be a big year, the year ahead for him. Quigley, such a down-to-earth guy, always takes time out to praise his family and his fans. But now the aim is to edge towards that dream of being a possible world title winner. And he says he wants to be in the top 10 at the end of 2016.
I know where I can get to. I know I have the skill, the talent. I know I have the heart, everything it takes to be the best. And my team know that as well. So why risk anything, or why, you know what I mean? It's all about taking your time.
Being patient.
Being patient. The opportunities are going to come. Do you know what I mean? You need to set everything up. You can't be clumsy. And this is a business as well. Like, do you know what I mean? This just isn't a sport. This is a business as well. You need to be very smart. You need to, you know, you need to win the fans as well. It's like the gladiators. You need to win the crowd sometimes. And, you know, that's what it's all about. It's all about getting in there, putting on a great show. Number one's won. You know what I mean? Number one is getting that W and getting that victory. And then number two is pleasing the fans.
And how far away are you, think, from maybe taking a giant step?
To be honest, 2016 is going to be a big year for me.
Yeah.
2016 is going to be a big year. You know, I try not to look past my first fight of the year, do you know what I mean? Because, but at the end of the day, I want to be the best. I have to look at all these world champions, everything like that. But when it comes to it, when it comes to camp, I don't look past anything. You know what I mean? Whoever I'm fighting, that's the man in the way.
Who's the champion is Andy Lee at the moment, is it?
There's four champions. There's Andy Lee, or there's actually two champions, Andy Lee and Gennady Golovkin.
Yes.
You know, so they're the two guys I'm hunting at the minute.
Right, and how far off are they in the horizon?
You know, another year, this time next year, you know, I hope to be really up there in the top 10 of the world rankings, making major noise as a middleweight fighter, and for Andy Lee and Triple G to know that I'm coming for.
Well, Chris, he's been making a bit of noise this week already. He's he's targeted Chris Eubank Jr. after watching him fighting in London last week.
Yes, and I suppose being part of a setup, the Golden Boy, the whole management of things, everything is very carefully planned now. And, you know, sometimes it's worth putting out the old feelers there, and it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Big year for Jason Quigley ahead. The year past has been a good one for Brett McGinty.
Yes, the young St. Johnston man, who of course fights out of the Oakleaf Club in Derry. Well, he represented Northern Ireland at the Commonwealth Youth Games, which were held in Samoa. And he came back with a silver medal, a tremendous achievement for him. He was in the 69 kilo category, losing out against an English fighter in the final. But a marvellous success, and of course it follows on from a bronze at the European Schoolboys Championships in 2012. So he's certainly somebody we're going to hear a lot more of in the future.
Let's get some reaction now from Brett, who spoke to us when he returned from Samoa with that silver medal.
It was nice coming back with a bronze in 2012, but the silver's definitely topped that. Like, I had a hard route to getting it, and there was a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication put in, but I'm glad it's over now, and I'm glad I've got something to show for it. Once I was in the final, all I wanted was gold, and I said this to a few people, but I remember watching Jason Quigley won the silver at the Worlds, and he came out after his fight, and he was almost in tears when he was chatting to RTE cameras. He was in tears, and I remember watching it thinking, Jason, do you realise what you've just done here? You've just been beating a world final, you have a silver medal, and he was having none of it. Like, he wasn't happy. He was, all he wanted was the gold, and I was the same, to be honest, because I could relate to that. Once you had the silver, like on the Wednesday night, once I had beat Dozzy and I knew I had silver in the bag, and I got all the messages of support and everything, and I was so ready, like I was so motivated, and all I wanted was gold, and I didn't get it. I gave a good fight, I gave everything I had, no regrets. Like,
well, staying with ring action, but more of the octagon type, and the UFC has a Donegal man fighting this year, Joseph Duffy. He's actually back in the ring on the 2nd of January at the Las Vegas. He's in a preliminary round fight at UFC 195, taking on Dustin Diamond Poirier. He wants to make it 3 wins in his UFC career, the Burton Portman, Ryan.
Yeah, well, actually, I suppose UFC is kind of gripping the nation now with Conor McGregor mania, and I suppose Joseph Duffy is well known as being the last man to actually beat Conor McGregor. He joined the UFC earlier this year, and he's had two good victories. He stopped Jake Lindsay after just 107 seconds back in March, and then he beat Ivan George in July. He was then meant to headline the UFC's Fight Night in Dublin when he was taking on American fighter Dustin Diamond Poirier. Unfortunately, he suffered a mild concussion during the week before that and wasn't able to take part. But he's out again now on the 2nd of January, and hopefully he'll do the business.
Everybody wants to talk about McGregor and Duffy because Duffy's the last man to beat him. I'm sure Joseph at stages gets fed up with that sort of talk, to you would think.
Well, I'm sure he does. I'm sure he's his own man. But, you know, he'll have tracked McGregor's success, and he's maybe McGregor has shown the way how to go about things, and Duffy will be looking to make strides up that ladder as well.
I see Duffy is a quieter type than Mr. McGregor. He'll do all this talking in the octagon. But we'll move on to rugby, and we'll bring Jermot in on this one, because not alone did the men win the Six Nations, but the women won the Six Nations as well, and there was a couple of very important Donegal girls involved, Jermot.
Yeah, Oisín, Larissa Muldoon, Nora Stapleton and Katie Norris. Now, they're nearly household names at this stage in terms of sport in Donegal. Part of the Ireland team that won the Women's Six Nations Rugby Championship this year. The win came after victory over Scotland and Glasgow in their final match. That was on the same weekend as the men were involved in their Six Nations battle as well. And it was another memorable campaign for the Irish women's team. They actually lost out to France in their second game, but remember, they beat England as well in one of their group matches. That was back in February, and that was an English side that had won the World Cup last year. So that was a big, big day, a significant victory, and overall a fantastic championship.
It certainly was. Miles Gallagher on Sunday Sport after that famous victory where they secured that Six Nations. I spoke to the Donegal girls and they got their reaction.
You had to win by, what, 26, 27 points today against Scotland. You had, the points in the bag at half-time.
We did, yeah. I mean, we knew after watching the game last night between France and England, we knew what we had to score today. But to be honest, we kind of more focused on our own performance as opposed to looking at what we had to score, because if we put in a performance against Scotland, we knew we'd come out with 27 and probably even higher. And that's what turned out happening anyway.
Nora, it must be some sensation to be able to win the Women's Six Nations Championship, and I suppose maybe more particularly the fact that the men won it yesterday as well.
Yeah, I know the men had a bit of a wait as well, so I suppose, you know, between the men's and the women's Six Nations, it's all come down to the very last game, hasn't it? And it just makes the competition even more exciting. I don't think we've ever, well, I know, you know, we've both teams have never won at the same time, so it's pretty an amazing achievement to have both the male and the female Six Nations trophies coming back to Ireland.
Well, it wasn't all won today, I'm sure, because it was what you did over the all the games so far this season.
Oh, completely. I mean, it came down to points difference, you know, at the end of the day. So every try that we scored was important. Every kick, every try that we didn't concede was even more important. And I think we only conceded 3 tries, perhaps, over the whole Six Nations campaign. And that really adds to how it just shows you how important it is every single game, and really working hard both in attack and defence. Look, at the end of the day, it's just put Ireland's women's rugby on another pedestal back in Ireland, which is an important thing for us. I actually have Larissa here beside me, and we're just delighted to have that Donegal partnership working again at 9 and 10, so it's been excellent.
Larissa, how are you doing? Another great performance.
Oh, absolutely on cloud 9. Like, it's, words don't really describe how this feels, to be honest. It's just an absolute honour to go out there again to put the jersey on. So we're all on cloud 9. It's brilliant.
I was keeping the corner of my eye watching the action today. It was on Network 2. And you were as busy as usual and looking, preparing for that ball.
Sure. I suppose that's the job of any man, just to be there, just boss it or whatever. But I think it was just an absolute storm of a game. We knew what we had to do when we went out there, and I think everybody just gelled and we controlled the phases and we got multi-phase after phase after phase, and we put the points on the board what we needed to do. So it's just brilliant performance from each and everyone, like, and the reserves that came on. It was just brilliant.
And you scored a very important try earlier in the season.
Against England. Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I suppose for the moment, just thought, why not? Went for it. Got white lightning and fever, and just I suppose it was important, but it was a team performance overall. How we finished that English game, and today once again, it was just a team performance. Everybody, you know, playing for each other and that. So it was great, absolutely great.
Nora Stapleton and Larissa Muldoon speaking to Miles Gallagher after Ireland won the Six Nations Championship, and it's been a good term for Nora Stapleton. She did, of course, play under County Gaelic with Donegal, and has done the full circle into rugby, and has proved to be very, very successful. And she led her side to an All-Ireland Division 1 title just last week, Dermot, as well.
Yep, she plays with Old Belvedere, and they won the All-Ireland Division 1 title in Donnybrook. They beat UL Bohemians by 19 points to 17, and Nora was the captain, and she scored 9 points in that game. So that's pretty good going. She had a try and 2 conversions as well. So that rounded off another year to remember for the Fawn native.
Yeah, it was a good year for her. Turning attention to darts, and it's going to be a big month in January for a 16-year-old from Donegal, Jordan Boyce. He's on the big stage, Chris.
Yes, the Newton Cunningham teenager is through to the BDO World Youth Final, which takes place at the famous Lakeside venue next month. £5,000 up for the winner there, so that's quite a pool. And he qualified back in October to get through to this tournament with a number of great performances. So this is a Deal College student who's certainly worth keeping an eye on.
It was a big week during his time in the qualifiers, because he played Tony O'Shea in the Grand Slam qualifiers, a match O'Shea won 3-2. But then after that, young Jordan had to go through a series of matches in a very, very short period of time to seal the place against Josh.
Yes, and he was actually 2 down in one of the games in his last 32 match, but came back to win that 3-2, and then won another tight game 3-2. So certainly he's shown that he's got the capability, and we'll look forward to that with interest.
Moving on to shooting, Ryan, you know all about Rafose, Mike Kelly. 2 medals at the World Championships in Germany. It's not a sport we hear about, but we may hear a lot more after his performances.
Yes, actually, it's a great story, this one. Mike Kelly, who's been well known in soccer circles in the county, and he only decided to take up shooting after he finished playing football for Rafoe Town. He went out to he's made great progress over the last couple of years, and he went out to the World Championships in Germany this year, and he got a bronze in the rifle individual event. Now, there was 114 competitors in it, so it was quite impressive, and he was only 1 point behind the winner, and he was level with second. And he also got a bronze in the team event representing Ireland.